Good evening and welcome back again to All That Matters, brought to you, of course, by Cork Matters. On this evening's show, I have a gentleman from East Cork who has raised over $500,000. Now, he's going to tell me over the exact period of time. He is known as Mark O'Sullivan, but loved by everybody under the name as Fanta. I don't know where he got the name from, but I'm going to get an insight on this man. So, Mark, you're very welcome to the show, and how are you?
Thanks a million, Eugene. I'm very good. Thank you.
Right. Mark, as it goes, so just tell us a little bit about this man, Mark O'Sullivan, a.k.a. Fanta.
I suppose, look, I was born and reared in Ballinacurra, and I suppose I'm married now with two girls, married to Linda with two girls, Sarah's 21 and Emma's 16, and I suppose how everything started off, I suppose, like, I lost my mother-in-law at 56 years of age with kidney failure. And this guy approached me who was getting a kidney, and he said to me, would you MC the event? I think you'll be well able to speak and have the crack and the, you know, entrance and just take over the night. And I suppose I did that in Rhodestown Park for the Irish Kidney Association. And I suppose, look, they came from everywhere. And there was a doctor there that night from the COH, and he said to me, he said, look, he said, you're wasted. You should be doing shows over in England, like Britain's Got Talent and The Voice of UK and all this. So I suppose it started off by then. People saw the videos, people saw pictures, and I started getting people asking me to do stuff. And I started, I suppose, it went crazy after that. I suppose I started doing stuff for ArcLife and Marymount. And I suppose the biggest one then was I started doing shows, East Cork talent shows for Down Syndrome Cork. And that got so big, I suppose we changed it to Cork's Got Talent 2 years ago. And we moved it from the Milton Park Hotel to the Radisson Hotel in Ireland. And look, it's just gone crazy. It's just a huge show. But I think it's the biggest show to come to Cork every year. And celebrity judges ringing me, could they get involved as a judge? But look, I have great judges down through the years. And look, the talent in Cork is just crazy. And look, and I suppose the support keeps coming in with the money. And I suppose what really started in, I suppose everybody knows me as a character and Fanta. And there was this girl who was very sick, I suppose, so she couldn't get back by the government. And the government couldn't help her, and she needed to get to London for a sales operation and stuff. And I suppose I came up with an idea that I dress in a fire suit and I go on a spinning bike inside a shopping center for 4 hours without a break. And I suppose, look, when I got the posters ready and I started getting it done and started training for it, the shopping center was just black with people. And there's videos gone up there now, and they're gone through the roof with the numbers. And ever since that, then people asking me to do stuff for their kids who were very, very sick. And we did some crazy stuff down here in East Cork, and a lot of celebrities behind me. And look, the support down here in all Cork, and the money kept pouring in. And all these guys who had serious accidents and the government couldn't buy them, serious operations, they're all flying. I did a walk last year for a young guy who was told there was no hope. And his father found out that there was two guys, surgeons in America, could take the operation, but he needed serious, serious money. So they rang me up, could you do anything? We'd only 2 weeks to decide. So I said I'd walk from Ballycotton into Milton in a full fire suit. And look, the crowd that got behind me and the money we made on the day was just absolutely nuts. And the fire brigade got behind me and the crowds. And I suppose, look, the money started pouring in, and that's the way it was, I suppose, you know? So, but it's the support. It's the people who support me I have to thank, you know. I know the money is crazy and it's hard money to get money these days, but gee, I don't know what it is, whatever I do, it turns out to be huge. And the money keeps flowing in from all these great people out there, you know, who support me.
Mark, listen to you. I know you, we were saying about, I seen that video actually about when you were on the bicycle. Jesus, if that fella should go into, if you had a family behind him, they should go for Ireland's fittest family, or else go for one of Ireland's strongest men, because I couldn't believe, Mark, how much, like, you've done on this, like, you know what I mean? So, Mark, Excuse me.
Yeah. I suppose, Eugene, the one I did outside the courthouse was for a local lad who needed to get to Holland. And I did 5 hours in a full fire suit on a spinning bike. I lost actually 10 pounds in them 5 hours. And 5 hours without no break. And it was the support of Middleton. They came to a standstill. And just, you know, the people who get behind me every year is just fabulous. And I just find it hard to say no when you see a sick child, or, you know, and they get behind, can you do anything? And I suppose when I do something, then I guess really behind it, and it turns out to be a huge event. And the money gets it, they go off and have their operation. I suppose the one we did lately was for Ryan Murphy this year, was from Ahada, all the way into Middleton with the full fire. So, but this time I had the oxygen tank on my back, which made it very heavy. And I had the world champion Rob Heffernan with me, and with paramedics, with the ambulance with us, because everything, and with COVID, I could have had about 1,000 people walk with me that day, but we couldn't. So the three of us walked, the paramedic, Rob Heffernan, the world champion walker, and myself in the full fire suit with the tanks on my back. And we made absolutely crazy money. But on the day, when we came into each village in Ahada, Saline, Ballinacurra, Middleton, I never saw crowds like it in my life to come out and support me and keep 2 meters apart, you know, over the COVID. It was absolutely, it was emotional. And I finished with the Modern Father side by side for the last 20, 30 yards with the Modern Father beside me. We finished, got across the line. And he's home now. He's home now from Dublin. And he, you know, he got his home what they needed and all these facilities. And he's getting around 24-hour care. And he's absolutely flying. And, you know, I suppose it's tough at times that the government don't get behind. But look, I suppose that's what I'm there. That's what I was there for, I suppose, and I helped out. And, you know, there are huge challenges what I do, and I know they're a bit risky at times, but when you see the results after, and you see the support, but it's only for the people backing me, the support, like with the talent shows there, there's Etta O'Connor, my right-hand woman, the Down syndrome kids are picked up. They're picked up there with limousines, and when they go to talent shows, you have Chubby Connors there, a guy, but it's the celebrities, you know, Rob Heffernan, these guys who he couldn't get over. He said he trained Irish athletes for Olympics, World Championships, and he said he couldn't get over the support and the people getting behind me down in Middleton that day when we went to Ahada. And, you know, it's just, and the money in the buckets on the roads, and every, there wasn't a car that stopped or a truck stopped and handed cash into that bucket when they saw the, I suppose, I was wearing a full fire suit. Now that would be the big jacket, 32 pounds, it'd be the pants, it'd be the boots, it would be the helmet, the tanks on my back. You know, it's fairly heavy, like, and it, you know, you're walking 20 kilometers there, 22 kilometers without a break, but it's the support and the people on the roads, and, you know, and people said, I make them cry, I make them happy. But then when you get the results after and you see them heading off with the money to get their what they need, and that's what counts at the end of the day.
Mark, what I want to say to you, now, I know you were saying there about, you know, you done that walking from Ahada, right? But you know something?
Right.
Was there much training involved before you took on that event?
Look, there was a guy there, Donald Burke. He'd be a super fit guy. And he got out, when he found out guy was doing it, it went up on, I suppose, Facebook and media and the newspapers. And they found out that the challenge I was doing. And he got on to me, and we started doing these 20, 25 to 30K walks at 6 o'clock in the morning and into all these villages, Casamartor, you know, Dungorny. We went everywhere. We covered every road and we videoed some of it. And what I was doing was, I wasn't wearing the fire suit for the training, but what I was wearing was a lot of jackets, you know, jumpers and stuff, and I had a rough sack on my back with dumbbells inside on my back. And when we were out training at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was a 4 hour training session. So it was a 3.5 to 4 hour of power walking. And the amount of people who saw us out on the road training and going through beaches in Yall, all around, you know, we saw houses, we saw cars beeping at us, support, truck drivers, you know, everyone knew about what we were doing. And the training that Dorn Burke did me was just crazy. And I knew when I finished the training, and there was times You know, he was pushing me, and my legs were like jelly. But I knew the morning of the event, he had me ready. And I suppose when Rob Heffernan called to my house and we headed down, the two of us, I said to Rob Heffernan, the world champion, there's going to be no one down here now, and I had a Rob because, you know, over the COVID and stuff, and people, they were lining the streets. They lined the streets 2 meters apart. The support, the paramedic, like the people, the ambulance crowd who took time off, you know, to drive the ambulance behind me. You know, the people, you know, that Martin Godfrey there, he'd be a safety navigator with his brother. The amount of work the people get and help me, the Ronan O'Sullivan, the signs, no one charges me a penny, it doesn't cost me anything. It's just all media work, advertising, posters, and it just went mad. And that poor chap, is home. He's home with his mother, and that was the target, to get him home into a new house where he would have proper care. And I had his friend there last week, and he's doing really, really well. And that's why I'm happy when I see a guy like that who had a tragic event, and now he's on his way back because I got him the money. And it wasn't me got him the money. It was the people who backed me, the support, yeah. As I said, I have a great friend there, Etel O'Connor, with Talent Show. They get behind me. They support me on media, Facebook. Like, there's brilliant people out there who support me in every event I've done so far. Every event.
Well, Mark, I tell you, look, you took the initiative. You got the backing of the people. Now, look, I'm just going to take a short commercial break, and I come right back into you in 2 seconds.
It Suits. Attire for all occasions. North Point Business Park, Blackpool, Cork.
Okay. Right, we're back again, of course, with the man himself, Fanta. Now, while during the commercial break, I've been handed a piece of paper. Right. Are you nominated for some Person of the Year award this year?
Yeah, I got a phone call to say that I was being nominated for the Cork Pride Award, which is held in Silver Springs, the 26th of November in Cork. I was never nominated for anything, I suppose, for down through the years, and I was delighted to accept it. And it's on in Silver Springs. It's a huge event in Cork. It's a huge night with RTE and I suppose RSVP magazine and the celebrities, and I suppose I'm getting an award, and I'm honoured for the person who nominated me, and I got the approval from Cork. The people of Cork, that I'm getting that award on the 26th November in Cork, and it's supposed to be a huge event, and I'm honoured to be getting the award, I suppose for something I worked hard with to help people, but I'm just delighted I'm getting it, to tell you the truth, and I'm delighted to be honoured for it, and looking forward to the night.
Well, Mark, you know something, what I can say to you is this, look, it's been a great achievement, and you will be a worthy recipient of that award. Now, who do you hope will give it to? Will it be somebody like Angelina Jolie or one of these big names?
Yeah, I suppose it could be a big name given to me. I think it's somebody from RTE anyway is going to be there giving it out. And look, I'm delighted to be getting it. On the night, and whoever gives it to me, I suppose. But this, what I'm getting on the night will be for, I'll accept it, and I'm delighted to accept it, but I want to honour it to all the people in Cork who have supported me for the last 10 years to raise, well, we're short around about €440 for the €500,000, which we'll make that in March. For the Cork's Got Talent Show for Down Syndrome. So we'll go over the €500,000 mark for all different charities. So I'm going to honour that award for the people who support me. I suppose the people who, there's people out there, the minute they find out, the posters are up, it's on Facebook, it's on media, my phone is hopping. What can I do? Businesses, shopkeepers, there's IT Suits in Cork. He rang me, Martin Hennigan, last week, that he's dressing me for this. You know, he came up to the shop, pick out what you want. Shoes, shirt, tie, jacket, pants, waistcoat. Like, like people like that, you know, who get behind me, you know, it's, you know, I'm honored for the likes of them people, who businesses who support me. And you know, that's when you're in pain on the road and you're suffering, like when you're wearing them big fire boots and you're losing a couple, people don't realize it, it's after you could lose a couple of toenails. You're absolutely, you have to cut the t-shirt had to be cut off me. And them people like Martin Godfrey, Etla O'Connor, Chubby Connors, them people who supported me down through the years with every event, you know, I can't believe it. Like, you'll be passing through Middleton and you get a fella shout out, best luck tomorrow, you're some man, you know, and that gives you a lift. It gives you a lift. And but it's on the day when you see that young fella and you're helping, you know, you're after helping him and you see him, he's getting better. And it's the same with the Down syndrome guys. You know, you see him, you get the people in East Cork with limousines, who doesn't charge me a penny, pick up the kids, bring them to the show, red carpet. Their parents, there's tears coming down their parents' eyes with happiness, what we give them, you know. And I tell you one thing, the talent show, this Cork's Got Talent is getting so big. I think we'll be going to Páirc Cliath open air to get the crowd in, because the talent in Cork is absolutely, it's absolutely crazy. And the business people who give me prize money for these acts that come through the door and finally first, second, third, you know, and all the money goes to Down Syndrome Cork. So that's great that the money always is going to charities, you know, that are close to me. They're all close to me.
Now, what I was going to say to this actually. Now, have you a list of events coming up, we say, or that you'd like to put out there now to my, you know, to our viewers, no, etc.?
I suppose what I'm doing for Christmas is I'm doing the Christmas parties for the Milton Park Hotel and for the Old House in Ballincollig. There are all people who work hard throughout the year. They arrive and they come and have a Christmas party where they have a four-course meal, they have their drinks, they have a band. And I do fun and games on the night. I entertain them. And I get a great kick out of that. And that's it's like a night off for me as well. That's what I'm really good at, is emceeing events and having people smiling who have been knocked in for the last 2 years with COVID and coming out and enjoying themselves. But I suppose the biggest show I have coming is in March, in the Radisson Hotel, March the 18th. It's for Down Syndrome Cork. It's the Cork's Got Talent final. And there'll be 14 acts will battle it out. And believe me, it's a sellout. When the tickets go on sale Christmas week, it's a sellout. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable night. And when you have the likes of judges like Marion Heffernan, Pat Vogue Walker from the RT show, Voice of Ireland, Jamie Stanton. And I have, this year, I have a special judge, a special guest. All I can tell you, he's male. The girl, all the women in Ireland will be delighted. I don't know how I got him, but we got him. And because he's seen videos of the show and he's going to be a judge and he'll be arriving on the night of the Cork's Got Talent. And it's getting so big with the celebrities, this Cork's Got Talent show for Down Syndrome Cork. And it's just great. It's just, you know, I'm just delighted. And I've seen all the money going to these kids, the Down Syndrome Cork. They're fantastic kids. Like, they're brilliant, brilliant kids.
Well, I tell you, Mark, to be honest with you, I've never been to the show myself. Look, and personally, I've never been to the show. But I have friends in Cork, things, and they've been to the shows, and they said, look, they're spectacular nights. They said, they're spectacular nights. Now, we'll keep the secret, who this special male celebrity is there, because we, look.
He's huge.
He's huge. He's a big man. He's absolute.
He's really huge. He's huge. He's big. And I have to thank Pat Vogue Walker from their RT show who got him for me. And I can't believe we got him, but we can't give a name because it's not fair. Because, Jesus, the dual carriageways, the girls won't be too happy with the traffic, with the crowds, you know. But I'll keep you, if you can come to Cork, we'll keep you a VIP seat for the March the 18th in the Radisson Hotel, because it's like people have seen The Voice of UK, they've seen Britain's Got Talent, but Cork's Got Talent, to me, is world got talent. There's no one like Cork when it comes to talent. We've got singers, dancers. It's absolutely crazy. We had our first East Cork talent show. RDC came to the first show. They won it. They went on to win Ireland's Got Talent. Everybody that won in the talent show has gone on to do bigger and further things. We had two dancers last year, Chris and Dylan, who won Cork's Got Talent, the very first Cork's Got Talent. They're over in London now in college dancing. You know, it breaks them up because we have Britain's Got Talent scouts coming over for this show to see who are the best, the cream of the crop, and bring them over to Britain. So there's a huge opportunity for the young people in Cork, you know, to show themselves off. And not are we just showing off the talent of Cork, we're getting the money to Down Syndrome Cork. And like that, you know, it's great. So it's brilliant for us. It's a great show to show people what we have here in Ireland, in Cork, like, you know.
Well, thank you very much. And you listen, you're an inspiration to everybody. And I sincerely hope this all works out for the better. You're a genius in your own right. The way you can motivate people to get out and support these causes. Now, the things you've done have been astronomically. But I seen the thing with the fire suit, and it says, your man is a bloody lunatic. How's he doing it? And look, Mark, thank you very much, and God bless.
And thank you so much, Eugene and Cork Matters, for this interview. I'm delighted you approached me. Thank you. And I really appreciate it.